Good evening and welcome to tonight's episode of On the Mark with Mark Hamadi right here on 95.5 The Rock. I'm your host, Morgan Lilick, joined here in studio, as always, by Mark Hamadi. Mark, how's it going today?
It's going great, Morgan. Thank you.
Well, things are going pretty well here as well. It's nice. We're in high spirits here, and we've got an interesting episode lined up for you today on the Mark. Today, we're talking about building business infrastructure and agency utilization. Yeah, we're breaking out the big vocab words today, folks, but these are imperative qualities that you'll want to follow to make sure that your business is competitive and can take it to the next level going forward. It's very simple. If you want to have a successful business, you have to build the infrastructure correctly. So, Mark, let's start off with that. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on building a business's infrastructure. Where do people begin?
Well, you know, with the foundation, Morgan, I mean, I think when you start an organization, the most important thing is really the need, right? You have that idea on a napkin. And where did that come from? You know, were you eating at a restaurant and realized, oh, my God, this is something that's needed in society? And then from then on, is it scalable? Can it grow? And can you make some profit?
I couldn't agree with you more, Mark, and it all starts, like you said, with that need. If you're out there producing something that you've got, in, say, here in Salina, there's 10 other competitors in the market. Maybe you're wanting to go into business to start a liquor store. Well, there you go. You've already got dozens of them around town. You're going to need to have a location. So first off, that's not a need that's very imperative. If you've got something out there that not anyone else has or that very few other competitors do, now you're in the ballgame. At that point, you need to begin to build that foundation, as Mark discussed. And it all starts with the core values that you're going to have for your business. What is the product you're trying to sell? Who are the people you're trying to reach? How are you looking to market your products? What kind of margins are you working with? Is there high profit potential? Is there low profit potential within your margins? So are you going to need to move volume? Tons of questions that need to be answered. And this is all stuff that is taken care of during the building your infrastructure phase. You want to build it right the first time. Let's talk a little bit now about building that foundation for your infrastructure. Obviously, there needs to be a need. We've established that. Now, say you have a product, there is a need out there for it, and you're going to be able to provide. Whether it's a product or a service, the need is there. Now, Mark, when we're talking about building a business's foundation, what are some key components that you would recommend utilizing to build a successful foundation?
There's a couple of things. I think one of the most important things is you really have to get a customer first, right? I mean, once you're able to sell to a customer, you can build a team around that and get more customers. I think that is very, very important because if you have a great product or a service, it's useless unless somebody has bought it.
That's right.
And once it has been bought or sold and it's shown and proven, then you can build around that. I mean, I think a simple example, let's look at with this radio station as an example.
Okay.
If right now somebody decides, came in here and said, you know what, I've got $10 million, I'm going to open another radio station. Well, they don't have market share, they don't have marketing, they don't have customers. Why is anybody going to pay them XYZ per spot when they don't know who's going to be listening?
That's a good point.
Right? With something like that, it's very difficult. Now, if you're entering into an area where there is no competition or it's a new idea, that can be. So somebody can come in and say, okay, Morgan, I have something that will allow you to gain more of a customer share. That might be appealing to the station, and that might give you exposure over other stations. And so to me, that's where a need happens. And that's where you can get that napkin idea. And then once it's tried, you can scale it, but it's critical to have a need, and then it's critical to prove that need.
And I think you're right on there where you mentioned, obviously, it all starts with having the need. Next, you have to be able to build that foundation. I believe the foundation involves, you know, a potential customer base, have an idea of the clientele you're looking to target. Is your business good for older age folks? Are you looking for younger kids? Are you selling primarily toward females, toward males, toward both? These are all things that you need to take into consideration as well. One thing that's vital is having a good marketing plan. And we're not all marketing experts. So something you can do to take care of the marketing side of things is utilize an agency. Mark, tell our listeners a little bit about what an agency is.
Well, an agency is able to get your idea and hone it in and really scale it so that way it's more cohesive. I would kind of say, and this is not an insulting thing, but kind of like a baby, if you gave a crayon to a baby, he'll write a lot of gibberish. But he's got meaning in it. You just don't understand it.
Right.
Well, an agency makes it a little bit more cohesive, and so you're able to synthesize it and kind of explain it. And I think that's very, very critical because a lot of times, Morgan, look at commercials. You'll watch a commercial and say, okay, I don't get it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care what anybody says. There's a lot of commercials. Nobody runs out to buy that product, okay? I don't care if it's Nike or whoever. You look at it and you don't understand it.
You see a commercial out there and there's people going on a long walk through the woods. It's a struggle. And then at the end of the commercial, they show you a cell phone. It doesn't make sense.
Right. Absolutely. But when you see a commercial, okay, this is a case for your iPhone and it's waterproof, snowproof, and so forth, and it's lightweight, you're going to Google it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see. So I think it's very critical to be able to accentuate exactly what you mean. And sometimes that's hard. There's a lot of businesses that sometimes are in a rut or stick to what they've done or so forth. And sometimes the information given is not as accurate because it's worked. It hasn't taken them to that next level. It's a great example, I think, with working out. You can work out, do the best you can, and start looking good. But all of a sudden, maybe you stop drinking the diet drinks, Morgan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, you're 10 times leaner. Or maybe you sleep an hour later. So there's a lot of little things, I think, when you're dealing with a marketing firm or with an agency that can help you hone in that stuff. So a lot of times, I think when people purchase services or products, they're doing themselves a disservice because they don't allow the experts to help them. You do know your own business, mm-hmm. but help that person truly understand it.
And that's where it really comes into play to really utilize that agency. What they can do is they can, like you said, Mark, they can take your vision and produce a marketing plan using their skills and expertise in marketing that you may not have. Say you are an expert at plumbing supplies and materials. That's great. And you've got some kind of new products that are just going to blow the market away. That's awesome too. But do you know how to market? Have you spent a lot of time doing that? No, because you've spent a lot of time learning about plumbing products and how this new product is going to blow the market away. So leave it to the experts to take your vision and produce that kind of marketing plan that is going to get you the results that you need. And that's where an agency comes into play, folks. If you can utilize an agency to handle your marketing, that's one less thing off of your plate, and you're turning it over to the experts to take care of business. And speaking of the experts, we're going to visit with one when we come back. We've got Cameron Wood on from Kluge Interactive, a digital agency. They're going to tell us a little bit about what they do and what they can do to help you when On the Mark returns right after this on 95.5 The Rock. Stay locked. Welcome back to On the Mark with Mark Hamadi, our program brought to you tonight by Hassman Termite and Pest Control, providing 50 years of quality service from the Hassman family. Our guest tonight to join us in our conversation about building business infrastructure and agency utilization is Cameron Wood from Kluge Interactive. Cameron, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you on the program, Cameron. And let's start off by just telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do with Kluge.
Sure. My pleasure. And we have a lot of people that have trouble with our name, but we pronounce it Kluge, Kluge Interactive. It's actually a term that comes from the world of hackers and programmers, and it means coming up with a creative solution to get around a problem. And that really is sort of what our digital design agency is about. We are a strategic firm. We're based in Los Angeles, and we're founded by Arturo Perez. And Arturo comes out of consulting, and I come out of the venture capital world. And so we really work with clients, nonprofits, corporations, and startups, thinking about the big picture. What is their company trying to achieve? What is their competition doing? What are the macro trends of their industry? And how can we best represent them on the web? And then once we've figured out those pieces, we execute it with a digital strategy with great front-end design and a great development team that goes behind it.
Well, that is phenomenal. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Mark. I know he's got great questions lined up for you, and I look forward to your guys' discussion. Mark, take it away.
Thank you, Morgan. Cameron, it's nice to have you on. One of my first questions for you is, you've helped, you know, in venture capital, you've helped build over 40 companies. So there's a lot of topics you can touch on. But I think with Kluge, one of the important things that I want you to kind of mention is, after having built so many companies, a person can become somewhat snotty, in a sense, meaning you're able to quickly flush out what's a good company and what's not. Some are not scalable, and maybe some there isn't a need. So what got you so passionate about Kluge, and why you decided to not only help build it, but stay in it?
Oh, great question. I come from a sort of a unique background. You're right. When I was in the venture industry, we did invest in over 40 companies, and I was involved in a $300 million fund. And so I got to see a wide spectrum of companies at various stages. Some were startups, some were late stage, some were buyouts. But what I realized is that prior to that, I worked in film and television. So I really had quite a pivot from one career to another. And I saw that the venture world is really a merging or a combination of creativity, vision, and technology, and most of all, passion. And so I found that it was a desire to roll up my sleeves and get involved and work with a company, sort of being in the trenches. I was, you know, helping companies at a board level and sort of on the strategic side, but I wasn't really able to make a difference on the inside. And I saw this challenge that was presented to me of combining, you know, fantastic design, fantastic creative process, and still working with technology and entrepreneurs. And I just find that that's a great fit for who I am and my personality. And I also see the macro trend of the world moving to the web. And we are just sort of at the dawn of this movement. So one of the things as a venture capitalist that you look for is you look for industries that are growing. There's this phrase that a rising tide floats all boats. So you want to be in an industry that's on the way up. And I definitely see that in the digital industry and digital design.
Can you give the listeners, you know, a day in your life at Kluge Interactive, what you exactly do from the morning to the afternoon, and how, you know, sometimes it flows, but sometimes it doesn't?
My main function is on the business development side. So coming from the venture industry, I would see, you know, 500 investment opportunities in a given year. So I had enormous exposure to entrepreneurs and financial services players and so forth. So I wanted to leverage that, and I was brought into Kluge to help that experience and that insight. But we are a service company, and we have to work with our clients. And we're a relatively small firm, and we are small by design, and we are selective with the companies we want to work with. But because of our size and because of our strategic approach to this market, we are what we call cross-functional. So we wear a number of hats. And so part of my role is on the business development side, and I'm looking to have at least two meetings a day with potential clients or people who can introduce me to businesses. Mm-hmm. And then another part is managing three, four accounts as a project manager and helping that project move through from concept to launch. It's very helpful when you are working with the clients and you're hearing their problems and their complaints. It makes you a better salesman. It makes you be able to sell that process and sell that service more effectively. So I'm either talking to people, meeting with prospects, or I'm managing a team and making sure they have everything that they need and the client is happy and I'm talking to clients.
Excellent.
So there's a lot of interface.
Yes, yes. Now, whenever you're selling a service, I've always said this, that when you're not selling a product and you're selling a service and you can't touch and feel it, it's critical to have the best employees, and it's critical to be able to work well with each other, because you are just giving a service to the client, not a product. And when you give a service and they can't feel it and touch it, it has to be fantastic or special, or else you're not going to be able to scale that. Which brings me to this question. Why is it cool to work at Kluge Interactive?
One of the tremendous satisfaction that we have is that you're right. It's a service is intangible, but in terms of a web presence, you can look at it and you can experience it. And we really feel that our portfolio and the work that we do can speak for itself. And the more of these successful projects that we put out there, the more referrals that we get in. So I like being involved at the beginning. You know, I really think, as you were saying, that you have to set an expectation with the clients. You have to let them know what this process is going to involve and how it's going to unfold. But also, it's wonderful to show them what great design, what minimal design, what responsive design looks like. It's very hard for them to imagine. And then they get to experience that, and they do get to play with it to an extent, and it looks fantastic. And that's because, as you said, our team is world-class, and we've built this great pool of talented design and developers, and they're great fun to work with.
Now, there's a lot of stereotype with digital agencies and with marketing and PR and so forth, and you know that from different marketing and all of that. But with the strategy that you guys do and with the design and the user experience and development and the marketing, and depending on if it's a corporation like an IBM, they can understand that. But if it's a small company, let's say 12 people or so forth, and maybe they are architects, they might not understand that. They're great at being architects, right? But they're not great at selling themselves. So how do you work with them on showing that whole aspect? Because sometimes if you just show the strategy without the design and the branding and the marketing, it probably doesn't sell Kluge or the unique digital agency the way it should.
Right. That's a great question. You can have, you know, extremely sophisticated clients with a deep pool of professionals, or you can have solo practitioners or companies who are not so savvy with the web. And you also have a lot of different firms out there and selling different services and providing different things. And it can be very confusing for a lot of people. And on top of that, it keeps changing, you know, almost, you know, on a daily basis. So it keeps evolving. One of the things that we've done and we continue to do and we continue to refine is to talk about our process, and it's a process known as agile and lean and collaborative, and they're words that we use a lot. To set this expectation, we will talk to an owner of a furniture store or a lawyer or whoever the client is or a nonprofit, and we will say, we have great experience building websites, making them compelling and engaging. We know that world well. We can build it for a mobile phone. We can build it for a tablet. What we don't know is your business. And the number one thing with a website is that you have to capture your audience, and you have to do that in about 5 seconds. So it is vitally important to figure out what that audience is or who that audience is and how do you want to capture them and what is that main driver. What is that critical path that you want to send them down, and how do you want them to respond? They're all very basic questions. And if you're working with a company with 3, 4, 5 people in the management team or stakeholders, you might get 5 different answers. So everyone has a different idea of what they think is the most important thing, and you have to flesh that out. So we tell our clients, whether it's IBM or it's the guy who owns the hardware, that we're going to take you through this process before we even flesh out any wireframes or sketches of what the web page or your home page is going to look like. We want to know all the assets you have. We want to know the goals that you want to set. We want to know what your customer looks like, and we want to know how you're going to measure the success of your site. Is it more sales? Is it more email signups? Is it more information? Then we can build something accordingly. So it's all about, let's get this up in the open from the get-go so we can move forward and everyone's going to buy in to that idea so we can achieve the goals.
That's excellent. Absolutely. Give the listeners one success story of a site that was built recently or in the past year, maybe where the client in the beginning didn't really know what they wanted, but after it was done, they were happy. And what came out of that?
Sure, great. We have a bunch of them. One client who's doing extremely well, it's the Stan Winston School, and they came to us very early on. And when you say, you know, the client doesn't know what they want, that's totally fine with us because we have that same attitude. The web is all about testing and adjusting and improving. And the idea is fail quickly and adjust. So let's get it out. Let's all admit that we don't really know how the audience is going to respond, and let's change accordingly. And they've been a great company to work with because they keep evolving and we keep evolving together. And when we first met up with them a couple of years ago, they had a fan base of maybe 2,000 because they just, you know, got going. It was a very new company. It was a new concept. Stan Winston is a very famous guy in Hollywood who worked with Steven Spielberg, and he worked with James Cameron, and he built the Tyrannosaurus Rex in Jurassic Park, and he built the Alien in Alien, and he's extremely well known in that special effects and the monster creation side of the film industry. And his son and his son-in-law wanted to build a school, a do-it-yourself school, of how to make these monsters, how to make these special effects. And let's work with the guys who work with Stan, and they can teach you how to do that. And they now have over 1 million fans on Facebook. They've gone from selling DVDs to signing up subscriptions to access the new content on a monthly basis. There's 3 different subscription models that you can have. They've moved now into live tutorials where you can sign up and join their classes in a Google Hangout and work sort of a one to a few classes. They've just kept evolving, and we've kept evolving with them. So that was tremendously successful, and they continue to grow. And it's a good example of how you want to adjust, and you want to keep testing, and you want to move to where your audience is taking you.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, Cameron, let the listeners know, somebody is listening and wants to contact you. How can they do that? And the website, and also, where is it located?
Great. Yeah, so we're in the Marina in Los Angeles. The website is Kluge. It's Kluge Interactive. So you can go to that website, and my email is Cameron@KlugeInteractive.com. And you can certainly email me, or you can reach out to us through the website, or you can reach me at 310-567-9341.
Fantastic. Cameron, I appreciate the information you've given us about Kluge Interactive. I thank you for your time. Wish you success, and I'll be in California within the next month or two, and I'll see you there.
Cameron, I've got one final question for you real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Just wanted to ask you, say, hypothetically, I'm a business owner out there, a small startup firm. Why should I consider utilizing an agency rather than trying to handle it myself?
It's like building a house or, you know, extracting your own tooth. Maybe not extracting your own tooth, but you're working with experts. And so you have to recognize that you are in a business and you have a specialty and you have knowledge and you have an understanding, and hopefully you have a competitive advantage, and you want to focus on that, and you want to exercise that advantage as much as you can, and you're not going to do that by building your website. If you want to get to where you need to go and you want to do it, you're better off working with a company that knows what they're doing and who wants to work in a collaborative process so everyone can focus on what they do best.
That's fantastic, Cameron. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on The Mark today. And best of luck going forward in the future, not only for yourself, but for Kluge Interactive as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Folks, that's Cameron Wood from Kluge Interactive. You heard the information there. Get in touch with them if you're looking to venture out into the web. They've got great people, great performers that can really help take your website to that next level and really help rebrand your business as well, or give you a new brand, install that branding for you if you're a new startup business. Great ways that Kluge Interactive can help you out. For Cameron Wood and for Mark Hamadi, I'm Morgan Lillick saying so long. This has been On The Mark. Stay tuned. NASCAR Performance Live is next.